This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. Western nations have accused Russia of orchestrating a string of cyber attacks around the world in a series of coordinated announcements. The US Justice Department indicted seven Russian intelligence agents who it said had plotted to hack targets including FIFA and a US-based nuclear power company. Four of them were also named in a joint British and Dutch military intelligence operation against agents from Russia's GRU spy agency. The BBC's Russian service editor, Vitaly Shevchenko, says Moscow has treated the allegations with disdain.
Television is still the main source of information for most Russians. And there's been a lot of colour and a lot of sarcasm. For example, one of the main state-run TV stations switched to English briefly to reference Britney Spears. And they said, oops, Russians did it again. So it tells us that they're not really taking it very seriously.
Republicans and Democrats on the US Senate Judiciary Committee have clashed over the FBI's report into allegations of sexual misconduct against President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Two Republicans, who had been seen as possible waverers in a final confirmation vote, indicated that the report had allayed their concerns, but some Democrats have denounced it as a whitewash. This report from Chris Buckler in Washington.
Outside and inside the Senate buildings at Capitol Hill, campaigners staged protests, carrying placards attacking Brett Kavanaugh. Some were arrested, including the actress Amy Schumer, but all were determined to be heard by the handful of senators who could be swayed in their vote on his confirmation. Neither the protests nor the fiercely political arguments are over, but Republicans seem increasingly confident that despite the claims and concerns, a vote confirming Judge Kavanaugh as the next Supreme Court justice could be held as early as this weekend.
Peru's former president, Alberto Fujimori, has appealed to the government and courts not to send him back to prison, saying the move would kill him. He made the plea in a video in which he appeared lying on a hospital bed hours after police had carried out an arrest warrant.
If I return to prison, my heart will not support it. It is too weak to go through the same thing again. Don't sentence me to death.
On Wednesday, a top judge annulled a presidential pardon granted to Mr. Fujimori, releasing him from a 25-year prison sentence for human rights abuses. Mr. Fujimori, who is 80, had served less than half the sentence. BBC News.